The Jacksonville City Council is expected to vote on several measures Tuesday night, touching on issues ranging from business to blight. But by the time bills go up for a vote, that means it's probably too late for the public to comment. That's part of why the City Council president wants to create a government transparency task force to help residents understand the process better, and her proposal is one of the items up for a final vote Tuesday. Council members will be asked to consider honoring firemen who rescued workers dangling from a bank building, renaming Everbank Field for new owner TIAA Bank, and requiring tires for sale to be stored out of public view. Then there's Council President Ana Lopez Broche's bill creating a government transparency task force. Her measure hit a snag when Councilman Al Ferrero objected to the inclusion of a former Atlantic Beach councilwoman, Maria Mark. She was accused of accosting a supporter of her election opponent 3 years ago. Broche says she doesn't believe one moment of weakness detracts from Mark's experience with transparency, but she also doesn't want the controversial pick to block the task force's approval.
I've brought together a diverse group of people, both a reflection of the community as well as an interest in this particular topic, and Ms. Mark was one of those individuals. I had introduced this legislation to move forward as quickly as possible because they will need to complete their work by June 30th.
That's when her term as council president ends. Broche first proposed the task force after a perceived lack of transparency surrounding the possible sale of public utility JEA. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJZT News.